We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller, continuing to give thanks this month to all of the great partners that are in and around our community. And Dr. Eller, as the Superintendent of the Sylacauga City School System, you obviously have these great relationships with these community partners and the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement, and now EARTH, the East Alabama Rural Training Innovation Hub, is a big partner in that. And so you are focusing today on that, and Ms. Margaret Morton, who is the CEO of EARTH and the president of the EARTH Foundation, is here. Dr. Eller, why the big focus on EARTH, SAFE, really, and EARTH here in the building today?
Well, to piggyback what we talked about last week, which is the food insecurities and what we know that our families are going through, we're so grateful to have partnership with SAFE in multiple facets, but one of them in particular would be the way that they take care of our children in the After School Bridges program. We host in our buildings at Indian Valley, Pinecrest, and at Nichols Lawson. They provide the staff, they provide the curriculum, they provide food. All of the students that are able to take advantage of the Bridges program, you know, leave very well fed with snacks and dinner so that every single student we know is taken care of every single day. You know, we're providing the breakfast and lunch, they're providing the dinner. And then as we spoke about last week, we have Alabama Childhood Food Solutions that is providing backpack meals for the weekends. So in all working collaboratively together, we're ensuring that no child goes hungry. And, you know, and then, of course, with Alabama Childhood Food Solutions, ensuring that the families don't go hungry on the weekends.
It's an incredible effort. And I think for a lot of people, and I'm not obviously just, I'm not saying that people are ignorant, but they just don't know. They just, and sometimes they just, there's an expectation that things are done, or they just don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here. We're shining a light on what and how community efforts and partners come together in these worlds. Margaret, you are no stranger to us here at the radio station, but also just in the community. To know you is to just love you in all the ways that you serve the community. And your leadership has just been instrumental and foundational in the community. I promised you I'm going to let you talk in just a second, but I just have to say before, I came here 9 years ago, and I had no idea what Sylacauga was, even where it was on the map. And the moment that I met Margaret, I just immediately I fell in love with you and your mission of what you are doing in this community, because I saw that there was a need for that as an outsider coming in. And so being able to see it flourish and be a part of some of these special efforts has just been truly gratifying personally, but also just as a human in general, just being able to serve others and see how you serve others has just been incredible. So congratulations to you on all of the achievements that you've been able to implement and the vision. So Margaret, let's just start at the beginning. Somebody who might not know about SAFE. What is the mission of SAFE? I'm sitting here burying the lead, but what is the mission of SAFE?
Well, the mission is to strengthen and support families and to fill in the gaps across the community and to problem solve together to fill in those gaps. And that's exactly what Dr. Eller was talking about when we're talking about the Bridges After School programs. And I have to say that historically, when SAFE was first created in 1997, really 1996, 1997, it's hard to believe it's knocking on the door of 30 years. Yeah. But at that point in time, the major focus and was the schools, the Sylacauga City Schools. And so it was, how can we come together to strengthen and support those families? And so it has grown out of that ability to work together to solve our problems. What it looks like in Sylacauga, Alabama, or across Talladega County, or across the East Alabama region is very different. And so what we've been able to do, and thanks to Dr. Eller and her leadership, that has continued over the course of time, what we've been able to do is actually come together And I say this literally for the common good, for our students and for our families. And so in working to develop this after-school program, which is really a one-of-a-kind across the nation, mm-hmm. and it started with the Sylacauga City Schools, and it was the first time ever that a school district went across district lines to serve children in after-school. And that was with B.B. Comer, which is Talladega County School, and the Sylacauga City Schools. And that was when we housed our programs in the churches. First Baptist Church was the first location of our Bridges program. And so it was a first for a lot of reasons, but what it has grown into is the ability and the commitment on the part of the people that come together with us to make sure we can do this. And those are our funders and our community volunteers. And so we're able to, every child that is in our after-school program has, obviously at the school level, during the school day, breakfast, lunch, and then with us, a meal after school and a snack. So we know and we are committed that we have those resources available, however that is. And then, of course, Alabama Childhood Food Solutions. So in a time of great need, we are already positioned because of our relationships to be able to answer the need.
It's incredible to see how all three of you work together in that way. And I think we were talking about it off air. You know, you kind of bookend the day. You know, you right. start with... And we're talking about the food specifically because that's been a big topic on everybody's mind lately. Getting their meal at school, getting it with you after school, Alabama Childhood Food on the weekends. It doesn't seem like every community has that.
No,
and that is something to champion here in Sylacauga. Margaret, you have been. You just kind of alluded to it. You know, you're coming up on 30 years here in a few years. Of SAFE, where have you seen the biggest accomplishment with the school system? Would you say that Bridges is the one? Or
I honestly can say that everything we do every single day is an accomplishment for the children in Sylacauga City Schools and the families, and our relationship is dependent on that. And I can say that there is no single agency, there is no single provider, there is no single school district that can do it by themselves. And I am an educator by trade and by training, and I can tell you that historically we have counted on the schools to answer every single need for that child and that family. And they can't do it without community partners. And so I think that we are in a position here in our community because of our leadership, Dr. Eller and others, because of that leadership and that understanding that we have got to work together. That's the key, and that's the success, in my opinion.
Dr. Eller, you in the position that you're in, you know, you wear a lot of hats, obviously, but the number one is to be the head of the Sylacauga City School System, your vision, your direction, your leadership. How important is it to have such a strong relationship with a community partner like SAFE?
Well, I mentioned it in previous shows, just how that community partnership and the community involvement was one of the things that brought me here. And that would be Margaret Morton and her leadership with SAFE. It's a one-stop shop for our families. And so, you know, so many times families struggle in multiple areas. And they don't know where to look for help. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to talk to. You know, we try to give direction as much as possible. But they can literally go to SAFE and get assistance in whatever capacity it might be. It might be assistance with a job. It might be assistance with a skill. It might be assistance with counseling. It might be assistance with food. Whatever that assistance might be, they can go to one place and be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to me, that's so important and so vital that our families have that resource, because like Margaret said, you know, we're unique. Other communities don't have this.
Yeah.
You know, they might have pieces of it. They might have certain nonprofit agencies that step in and fill in the gap in one capacity or the other. But literally, you can go there and your need is met, and you don't have to try to go somewhere else for something else and something else for something else. It's right there. And, you know, I can say it also as a parent. I don't think it's a secret. You know, my husband and I were gifted our two grand boys twice now. Mm-hmm. And so, and they've had some struggles, you know, as would be expected in those situations. And I was able to call SAFE and say, hey, I need help in XYZ. Yeah. You know, can you point me to the right direction? And here I am, you know, very educated.
Yeah.
But it was such a blessing to be able to make one phone call mm-hmm. and say, hey, here's what my boys need. You know, how can you help? And, you know, we're blessed that they're able to do the Bridges program. And I was going to say, you know, the Bridges program is more than just after school care.
It's not just babysitting.
It's not babysitting. You know, they are learning, you know, they've got the STEM integration there. The boy, you know, both our boys are thriving in the classroom because of the, you know, instruction that they're receiving, you know, that follow-up after school. So it's more than just care for them. It's, you know, it's giving them additional instruction. It's giving them additional opportunities that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise.
I can tell that it's meaningful to you. I can, you know, the little bit of an emotion in your eyes there. And I think that's a testament to say, you know, even the Sylacauga City School Superintendent.
Right.
There is nobody mm-hmm. above, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. And nobody below. Okay. It is for all
right.
to yeah. utilize at SAFE. And that's an incredible testament to the great opportunities that SAFE has. Margaret, kind of piggybacking off that, you know, Dr. Eller's just one person that has been affected. You see a lot of people from mm-hmm. the other side mm-hmm. every single day, from the kids to the parents and the families that are affected by your services. Can you talk about that? Just what that emotion is like and how that keeps you motivated and the rest of your team?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, and I could be emotional right now because it is very heart touching to be able to have the opportunity to serve, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and so to be able to witness it, because we have so many amazing people that are a part of our team, and we are a team. And when I say team, I don't just mean the people that work at SAFE.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the community, and so, you know, you cannot know what a person is experiencing through life because you haven't walked in their shoes. And so, from my perspective, to be able to be in a position to work with people who respect and value that person,
yeah.
that child, that life, is what drives me, and what drives the people that, well, Dr. L, we wouldn't be in this business because we make a lot of money.
Right, sure.
And so it is more about a God-given opportunity to serve, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. what we are doing. And if we can't do it, by golly, we're going to find a way to make it happen. And that's a blessing to me. I mean, you wake up every day, and yeah, there are challenges. You know, it's yeah. like making sausage.
Yeah,
there are challenges, but to know that you have the opportunity mm-hmm. to impact in the life of another is a gift.
For sure, without a doubt.
And if you can just change the trajectory of one,
yeah,
then you've accomplished.
Yeah.
y'all have said it incredibly, and I'm so thankful for this time that I've been able to sit with two incredible women in leadership and in your positions that you've been in to reflect on that. So thank you for all of this. This has been great. Margaret Morton, thank you.
Thank
you. CEO of SAFE and president of the Earth Foundation. And Dr. Eller, of course, thank you for bringing her on and focusing on all the great things happening in our community.
Yes.
Can't wait to see who's next week.
Yes.